What a security training basically is assigning folks that are students or protesters to be human barriers, essentially, between the protesters and the police. And so that we are never in direct contact with police or with their community affairs people. And so for every police body there was typically a student body. So we learned everything from how to unarrest people to how to move people securely, you know, as we're marching. And of course, there are nuances there, because if it's a permitted rally, then there are sometimes blockades. Sometimes we're not marching. Sometimes it's a... Anyway, the structures are different, right? So that when we're marching, when we're actually in motion, when we're going from one point to point, you know, from point A to point B, whether folks are expecting us or not, whether it's a takeover or not. So basically all of the logistics around that. And then is it strategically, what makes the most sense given the situation? We would sometimes ask students to come out for a press conference outside at the Hunter campus. And so that would look a little differently than if we were marching, you know, from the mayor's house to wherever, or protesting outside of a city agency, or, you know, in the case where we were doing rallies around political prisoners and Mumia's campaign issue, you know, do we really want that to be permitted? Is that really a strategy that makes more sense at this time? And so I was always more interested in, and I think better about thinking about kind of the strategy in terms of getting what we want out of it, and then what it would actually look like the day of. So doing recon, where we basically go out the day before and figure out, you know, how we want the march to look like, how it will flow, where does it start, where does it end, and then the day of doing everything from going out beforehand to make sure, you know, to figure out where are the snipers today, you know, where is the police chief going to be, and then who's doing our, I mean, if you're there and you have no information to share is one thing, so who's making the flyers, who's actually talking to people, and then, you know, as part of those security trainings, making sure that people that are doing that understand the risks, that the expectation is that you get arrested first, and that the protesters that are there and that have come out, you know, we don't want them arrested unless it's a civil disobedience. And if it's a civil disobedience, then what are the risks that we're taking? Are there lawyers in place? Who are you calling? And then how do you navigate all of those things? So that was really good training, all that to say, because I didn't go into SLAM knowing this stuff.